Kyle. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good, good, good. Did you have time to talk to your dad?
Yeah, so I think him and I both agree that I think we should start out with the monthly.
Okay.
Just see how it goes, you know, since we won't be locked in a contract and whatnot, so.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so let me make sure I have all of your information correct. So I have Kyle Richardson, email Richardson, RFING at AOL.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then I don't know if I already asked you, but is this the phone number that you want clients to call you on as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Add another now, phone number? Or can I only have just the...
So the way that it would... So let me kind of... So I'm going to give you an option in a little bit, so I'll add call tracking. So you can add a call tracking feature. It is included in the service. And the way that the call tracking feature works is we give you a phone number that the clients will be calling. The calls will still go directly to the number of your choosing. But when it comes to – so the nice thing about this feature is that all calls are tracked. So everything's going to be recorded. You can track the phone calls that go in and out. It also reduces spam calls because there is a little bit of a greeting when people do call you. So you have an option to add call tracking. Do you think that's something that you would want?
It's all right. You can just keep my number for now. And then if that's something we decide to go with, we can change that, right?
Yeah, you can always change it. It's included in the service. So you can add it whenever you want. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll just keep your cell phone number for now then. Now for the company name, I have it exactly like this, Richardson Roofing. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can add the LLC. It's really Richardson Roofing LLC.
Okay.
By the
All right. All right, so Richardson Roofing LLC. All right, and now the phone number, not phone number, sorry, the address that I have is 6544 Menlo Way in Dayton, Ohio, 45424. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, let me get that updated for you. Now, on people who are authorized on the account, do you want to add your dad or is it just going to be you?
Yeah, you can add my dad.
Okay, give me 1 second. And what is your dad's name?
It's Donald, or you can just put Don, D-O-N.
Okay.
Richardson.
All right, perfect. All right, and let me get some services that you offer. So our account managers are going to go, they're going to do research on what keywords are searched the most in your area, and they're going to go over that when you have your onboarding call. So what are some services that you do offer?
Oh, my goodness.
you can put the main ones or all of them. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, we do re-roof, commercial roofs, siding, gutters, repairs, new construction roofs, metal roofs, okay, that's about it. I said commercial roofs.
Yeah, so let me tell you so far what I got. I have re-roof, commercial roof, gutters, siding, roof repair, new construction roof, and metal roof.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys do gutter repairs as well?
Yes. I mean, any type of repair, you know, on the exterior, of the house, we can do. I mean, we don't advertise windows, but we've done many windows before. So really anything outside of the house, we can definitely take care of and handle it. So.
Okay. So it like exterior house repair, right? That would be one
yep.
of them. Okay. All right. And then, so the time that the onboarding call happens, it's within an hour window and approximately takes 45 minutes to an hour long. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, or Friday, or even if you need Monday, what does your schedule look like?
Yeah, tomorrow, if we can do tomorrow, say 10 o'clock, I don't know if that's available, but, you know, sometime tomorrow morning.
I do. So you're 3 hours ahead of us. So, yes, between 10 and 11 o'clock is perfect.
Okay.
Yes, I have that open. So 10, 11. I'm going to send you a Google invite as well when we're off the phone. So you'll have that in your email also.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's see here. And I would assume you guys are licensed and insured, right?
Yep.
Now, did you tell me if you had a business Facebook page?
Yes. Yeah, I run the Facebook page.
Do you have the URL by any chance, or can you have it by tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I can have it by tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's perfect. So I'll put that down in the notes. And then I'm pretty sure you guys already have a website, right? You don't need one?
Yeah, we already have one.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about that one. And now for target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to pick?
For as long as you've done this, I mean, is there really much of a difference when choosing zip code, cities, or counties?
No, it doesn't make a difference. So if it's like a lot of cities, it's easier to pick it, you know, choose the county instead of all putting down all the cities. But I mean, or also if it's a you know, surrounding areas, I can just put that down. I mean, it's really up to you because you know your area more, and you know more of where you reach out to. So it's really up to you. If you want to, like, for example, because you can also have this ready by tomorrow morning if you want to take some time to actually think about what you want to choose and which ones you want to choose, I can put it in the notes that you'll have them by tomorrow morning. But, I mean, it's completely up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I can have it ready by tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put that down. Now, for best way of contact, would it be phone, text, email, all of them, or is there one in particular that you prefer?
I'd probably prefer call.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm on the email every day. So, like, I'm on my phone every day, so, you know, it really doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll just put down all. That's fine. Okay, and then hours of operation. So what days and times are you open?
So Monday through Friday, I mean, we're pretty much open all the time, it feels like, but just to have something, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then 8 to noon on Saturday, and appointments only on Sunday.
Okay. So I have Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12, and Sunday, appointment only, correct?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Now, the card that you're going to use, does it have your full name or any middle initials? I only have Kyle Richardson.
The card I'm going to use?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the business card.
Okay, so the business name is on it?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you need that right now?
Yeah, I'm going to start getting ready to put everything down for the billing part.
Okay.
Is that card under the 6544 address?
I believe so. Let me make sure.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Card. Let me call my dad real quick to see what card he prefers to use. All right, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. The billing address is the 6544?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of card will it be?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
Yep, it's 4034-8600-5786-4018.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0226.
And security code?
831.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's how you're going to know that it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you have three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Probably mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is it?
You can probably just put Diane.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that way, like, if you guys call him, he'll know because it's his mom's name.
Oh, okay, perfect. And you can let him know as well. There's other ways to access the account. It's just when I go through the voice verification right now, I'll explain a little, it'll explain a little bit more in detail why we asked that security question also. So, the voice verification is done on a recorded line. So it's pretty much, to go over everything that we went over. And before we get off the phone, as soon as we charge the card, you're also going to get it in writing. And I'm going to go over it. If you have any questions or anything you need me to clarify, just please stop me so I can do that for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Richardson Roofing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kyle Richardson, co-owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we provided this security question, so every time we call you, we will ask you this question. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on 8/23/2023 in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd, in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and also to prevent any charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now let me... You're going to be receiving emails and text messages shortly from us as well.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send over the terms and conditions, which is exactly what we went over right now, also in writing. So I'll go over with you. Go over with you. I can't even talk right now. Go over all of it with you that I have you on the phone, and then we're pretty much done. So let me see if it's been... If you've got it yet. Okay. Looks like the text messages already started.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to send you right now the link. So all you have to do is click on it. It'll open it up. Let me know when you got the link and got it up and running, please.
Yep. I got it.
Perfect. So this is the terms and conditions. This is basically going over the Google business profile we're going to do for you, the directory submission, the Facebook ads. If you scroll down a little bit more, it breaks down the payment, which is the $348. After that, it's just $249. There's also a seasonal hold. So if you do get really busy with work and you want to pause your service, you can do that. We just ask you that you call us. The cancellation terms are there as well. You can cancel anytime. Now, the only thing I need you to do is just click on the I certify box and then just type in your name exactly the way that it's spelled up there and then just confirm the signature. And then it takes you into a little dashboard thing as well, but that's going to be the dashboard that you'll worry about as soon as we get your username and password set up for you. What type of dogs do you have?
3 Dobermans.
Those are cute. All right. So I saw it process on my end. So you have my, you have our office line already. You have my direct extensions. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Otherwise, tomorrow, as long as I'm available, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the account manager. But if I'm not available, they're going to call you regardless between 10 to 11 tomorrow.
Okay?
Perfect. Right. Do you have any questions for me?
I do not. So tomorrow they'll be able to set me up so I can log in to Local Splash.
So for the dashboard to set up, it takes approximately, it's probably going to take closer to 5 days realistically. But tomorrow when they call you, what they're going to do is go into detail with, for example, those keyword searches, what's being searched the most, so we can pick on the right ones. They're going to go over the process of your campaign, how everything exactly is going to work, what exactly you're trying to get out of your campaign as well. And then they start the process. So it, for the dashboard to be up and running, it takes about 5 to 7, but realistically it'll be ready in about 5 days.
Okay.
And everything will get emailed. All the progress gets emailed and sent to you, so you're going to know exactly where we're at with the process.
Okay.
Sounds good. Any other questions for me?
Nope.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kyle, and you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.